what you want, what you need. Take it slow, take it slow, don't drop it. I'm what you want, what you need. All right, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we are talking about Poloniex. Poloniex is an exchange where you can trade your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, your Monero, or your USDT, your Tether, for altcoins, for other cryptocurrency. So what we're going to do is we are going to just go over basically how to set it up, what you can do, how you can transfer funds in, what it's about, maybe a little bit about the history, and then my two cents about Poloniex, the pros and cons. So Poloniex, I tried to go on the internet and figure out what's going on with Poloniex, and unlike Coinbase, they do not have much of a transparent maybe wiki page or history page or whatever. And if they do, it is not searchable that pops up in your face. Like you say Coinbase wiki on Google, it comes up. Coinbase wiki right there. You know about the history, you know about the CEO, you know about what they're doing, what they've done, and it's there. Poloniex is not that way. The only thing that you can find on Poloniex is from Bitcoin Wiki, and they have a little write-up on there, and I think it's the same write-up that they have on their website, and I'll read it to you. It says, "We are a U.S.-based digital asset exchange offering maximum security and advancing trading features. Trade securely on the world's most active digital asset exchange. The vast majority of customers' deposits are stored offline in air-gapped cold storage. We only keep enough online to facilitate active trading, which greatly minimizes risk and exposure. Our auditing programs monitor exchange 24/7, 365. Their job is to report and block any suspicious activity before it becomes a problem. Any funds that you put into our exchange are only used to facilitate trading through your account. Unlike banks, we do not operate on fractional reserves." So that's what I found online about Poloniex. And like I said, it's not really that transparent. So you're new to trading. You've been on Coinbase. You've probably bought Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin. And you want to expand out and buy Digibyte or Ripple or any other currency that you've heard about or looking at. And Poloniex is the place to do it. So how do we do that? We go to their website and you create an account. Now to open an account on Poloniex, just like all the other ones, you put in your name, your first name and your last name, an email address, a password, and which country you're from, and boom, you're in. Now that is going to automatically give you your account profile and level one verification. Poloniex and most other exchanges offer on different levels of verification. Now this level of verification allows you to withdraw daily X amount of dollars or Bitcoin. This level one verification will give you 2,000 US to withdraw daily. Now, if you want to get level two verification, you have to put in your street address, your city, your state, zip code, phone number, and date of birth. Some program knows that it's you and verifies you instantly, and that bumps you up to level two. Most exchanges do this just so they can prove to the government or wherever they're operating from that they are not just a money laundering site. Now, if you want a level three verification, you have to add your social security number, a scan of your photo, of a photo ID, and a picture of yourself holding your photo ID, which I kind of find funny. But then you can get 25,000 US dollars daily to withdraw from Poloniex. All right, so your account is set up, you're ready to trade. Now, how do you get your money into your account? Do you link your bank account? No, you can't link your bank account with Poloniex. It is a crypto-only service. So if you have Bitcoin on Coinbase or GDAX, you can just go to balances on Poloniex, deposits and withdrawals, click on the coin that you are going to send over. Say if it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, or USDT. Now, remember, you don't send over Litecoin because you can't trade with Litecoin here. You can send over Litecoin and then shift it to Bitcoin and then trade with that. So you can send Litecoin, but you can't send Litecoin to direct trade. Open up the deposits and withdrawals and then click deposit. It'll give you an address or a QR code. I suggest using the QR code and going to your Coinbase app on your phone, scanning the QR code because you know there's not going to be any mistakes with the address, and then shooting over some Bitcoin. One of my things I do when I copy things all the time, copy and paste, I always leave off the first or the last letter of something. You know, it's kind of like saying the dog walks backwards and it's only he walks backwards, or he dog walks backwards. It's something I always do. Don't do that, because if you send it to an address that's not there, you're not getting your coins back. Be very careful. Also, if you send a currency to a non-that currency's a wallet, you're not going to get it back either. So if you send Litecoin to a Monero wallet, you're not getting it. It's not gonna get there. I have never done it. I have not known anybody that done it, but they give you the warnings on the website, so I think it's important. So let's pay attention to that. All right, so what if you don't have Bitcoin? You didn't sign up for Coinbase. How do you get your US dollars into Poloniex to buy that Ripple that you really want? There's another way. You can go to Tether. You can go to the Tether website, the USDT. Tether is a crypto that is tied to the US dollar price for the most part. It is always around 98 cents of the dollar to, say, 101, 102. It never really budges from there, from when I've been watching it. And you go to tether.to, sign up an account there, and then you can take your US dollars and transfer them to Tether straight to Poloniex. And then you can start trading. All right, now that you have your crypto on Poloniex, it's time to start trading. Now, since this is only a podcast and I have no visuals, it's very hard to explain to you how to trade on Poloniex and use the features. So I recommend High Altitude Investing. You go to High Altitude Investing's YouTube channel, and he has a how to use Poloniex, or how to start trading on Poloniex with, I think, $5 of Bitcoin or some title of like that. And he goes through step-by-step how to use Poloniex and the Poloniex features. It's very simple. It's only about 15 minutes. Watch it while you're playing with Poloniex on the side and learn how to use it that way. A couple of features that I really like about Poloniex is they have a trade history and analysis where you can see your profit and loss. So say if you're buying Digibyte, and I am one of the guys who bought Digibyte high. I'm not going to say how much I bought it at because I was just stupid. But it's not there right now. And I did not sell yet, so I have not lost money. But if I did sell, it would show what I bought it for and what I sold it for and the difference as my profit and loss. And it would show me as a loss right now. So that's a really cool feature that I haven't found on other exchanges yet. But then again, I haven't looked for it. But this one's just right there, and it's a nice profit loss. I love it. They also have margin trading and lending. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know about lending. You stake your coins, you put your coins out there, and you give a certain amount of interest that you would want from your coin. For example, you say, I have 10,000 Ripple. I'm going to put it out there to lend to somebody so they can margin trade with that, and you get interest for how long it's out. And you know what? It sounds complex. I don't understand it, so therefore I'm scared of it. I think that's like with most people. If you don't understand it, you're scared. And I don't understand how it works yet, so I'm a little scared of it. But they have that feature, which is interesting. And if you want to know more about it, I'm going to get to figuring out how to use it and figure out the ins and outs of it. But I don't know right now. Other than that, Poloniex is a very basic. It's just like any other exchange. So there's not much to go into. However, there's pros and there's cons about Poloniex. One of the pros of Poloniex is that it's big. It's popular, it's big. A lot of money is going through it. So you know that there's going to be security that it's not going to fall down tomorrow. or shut down, hopefully. The other one is that, you know, it's fairly reliable. You're gonna log on. You're gonna do your business. You're gonna see your coins there. You know, to be honest, I don't have many pros for Poloniex. They're just an exchange that I think are just barely doing their job. The cons are that, well, if you're around from, say, May and June and you're using Poloniex, they had a thing called the troll box. And crypto market in May, June was just blowing up. Lots of money coming into it. You know, ETH went from, you know, shit, I don't even know what it went from. It went to, I know I bought in at 80, and then next, you know, a couple of weeks later is at 420 or 400 or 415, depending on what exchange you're looking at. And, you know, people like Coinbase said that they had 40,000 new subscribers in one day. So you can see what kind of strain these networks were under. Well, Poloniex was one of those networks that were under a lot of strain. The system was laggy. The system didn't handle the orders properly. People missed out on making a lot of trades and a lot of money. And when they were having these problems, the customer support just wasn't there. So that gives me a red flag of what happens if, you know, we get busy again and people want to go in there and start trading and making money. If you go onto Reddit, you can see that there are a lot of people saying, you know, there's lags in Poloniex, getting currency in and out. Based off of their testimony, I'm making this judgment. However, for myself, I've never had a problem. I mean, I never had to contact customer service. I never had to, I mean, when it was laggy, and I had a very poor experience when it was busy, but hopefully they got more servers and they won't have that again. Another con that I think is, I don't know if it's a pro or a con, but they don't have a lot of the more rare crypto. Poloniex has mostly the bigger and middle guys. So if you're going to buy, you know, Sia, Dash, Ripple, Potcoin, BitShares, Stellar, Monero, Factum, you know, you name it, it's going to be there. These are the big brand kind of coins. However, if you heard like of a little brand coin or something a little more obscure, I don't see them on Poloniex as much as I would say on Bittrex. And I don't know if it's their branding, their model of how they just want to handle coins, but I personally just like to shop around and see what I want to buy and maybe say, hey, you know what? I just heard about this coin. Let me read up on it. And wow, this looks really good and looks promising. Let me just pick up a couple. Well, I can't with some of the coins that I have. So therefore I kind of go to Bittrex for a lot of those. And maybe it's just a different like business model. You know, some people focus on this and some people focus on that. And that's why Bittrex has people that are looking at those coins and Poloniex has their people. Those are my pros and cons about Poloniex. And like I said, it's just an exchange. But it is an exchange that is usually the first stop for people to go from Coinbase onto their first altcoin. My little rant about Poloniex is that I'm disappointed that there's not more about them online. One thing that makes you feel secure, one thing that makes you feel safe in a market that is plagued with hacks and rumors and horror stories of people cashing out and leaving and sites just shutting down. In a market with all of that negativity, transparency is key, in my opinion. So if you don't do that, you're almost setting yourself up to look like the shady guy. The guy that might be an amazing person, but he's standing in the dark corner wearing a hat and, you know, a raincoat and looking ominous. And you're just like, who's that shady fellow in the dark corner over there? Oh no, that's Father Jenkins. Oh, he's a priest. Yeah, you know, like what? Why is he up in the damn corner? And no matter what, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about Poloniex and their Google presence. It's like everybody Googles something. If I Google Poloniex Wiki, it should be there. And I want to see the founder, the CEO, their past, their future, how much money is going through it, and everything. So I know that, hey, I can trust this place. And that's why I also think about cryptocurrency. People who are investing in crypto and people who believe in the future love the fact that it's not regulated or there's no governments involved. And but then if we don't want governments involved, we have to regulate ourselves. And that falls on the responsibility of Poloniex to be transparent. And, you know, so there's no confusions and no, and they control their brand image. And that falls on the cryptocurrency, the ICOs, to make their white papers and make their roadmaps and stick to them. And if they fail, they fail. But they don't cheat and they don't lie and they don't deceive people, you know? So if everybody acts ethically and in accordance to the best future, then we have less of a chance of some government coming down and saying, no, we have to control this. And I just feel that Poloniex should have more of an online presence and with more of a transparent, and look, it could be there. It could be on their, say, Facebook page or their Twitter. I'm a Google guy. I want to find out something, I Google it. And if it's not on Wiki, why is it not on Wikipedia? Why? You're a company that's facilitating probably billions of dollars in trades. Why are you not on Wikipedia? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's my quick rant. Thank you for listening to Crypto 101. I am on Twitter at crypto_101. I'm on Tumblr, Crypto 101, Facebook group, Crypto 101. Add yourself over there and it's a public group. Just, you know, go on and we start conversation. And I'm also on KimCoin.com. And KimCoin.com is a platform with a lot of podcasts on there for a lot of different aspects of cryptocurrency. So if you're more advanced and you don't need basics that Crypto 101 is telling you, then check out one of those other podcasts on KimCoin. Other than that, thank you very much. I'm Matthew Aaron, and see you next time. Today's song is by Abner. It's called Wherever You Go, in parentheses, You'll Never See Me. I found this one on LaBelle Music channel on YouTube. Check it out. Thanks again.
Take yourself, don't drop it. What you need. 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 Take yourself, don't drop it.